بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Let us revisit these two hadith yesterday. The first hadith we read yesterday was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, good character melts away sins just as water melts ice, and evil character spoils actions like how vinegar spoils honey. One excellent explanation of how evil character spoils actions is that when a person is doing good, because of his evil character, he spoils the good action that he is doing. For example, he is giving charity, but the way he conducts with the poor person, he is rude to him, he is abusive to him, and he handles him very, very roughly. So in that way, although he's giving him charity, but because of his bad character, he has spoiled his charity. He has destroyed his charity because he made zulm in the process. Maybe he swore the person. Maybe he spoke very, very roughly with the person. Or he shoved the person, but he's giving charity. So that is one example of how his bad character can destroy his good actions. In the second hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yesterday we translated, إِنَّكُمْ لَن تَسَعُوا النَّاسَ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ. You cannot satisfy the people with your wealth. If you look at this word, وَسِعَ يَسَعُوا, it has the meaning of expanding or encompassing. If you look at the literal translation, it gives a more clearer meaning that indeed you cannot encompass the people with your wealth. That means nobody has enough wealth in general, or practically nobody will go and give every single person some gift. His money most of the time will not be enough to distribute among people. So your wealth won't be enough to give to everybody. But what is free of charge and what you can give to everybody is a cheerful face and good character, and in that way you can cheer people up, you can win their love, you can bring them closer to you. You don't need money to do it. You don't have to have money, something that is free of charge, a cheerful face and good character. And in the Hadith Sharif today, something to think about, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after being asked this question, what is the most virtuous thing that a Muslim man can be blessed with? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, good character. That is the best thing that a Muslim man can be blessed with. We make dua, Allah ta'ala bless us all with good character. Allahumma kama hassanta khalqi fahassin khulqi. There are different duas. Allahumma hadini li ahsanil akhlaq. لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت واصرف عني سيئها لا يصرف عنا سيئها إلا أنت. Oh Allah, guide me towards good character. No one can guide towards good character except you. And turn away from me evil character. No one can turn me away from evil character except you. So these are some of the du'as we can make. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الشقاق والنفاق وسوء الأخلاق. We ask Allah Ta'ala protection from bad and evil character. So that is the best thing a person can be blessed with. In the coming pages, they will discuss some of the aspects of good character in specific. Then the second part, the man asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا شَرُّ مَا أُوْتِيَ الرَّجُلُ الْمُسْلِمُ. What is the most evil thing that a Muslim man can be given? And he said, إِذَا كَرِهْتَ أَيُّرَى عَلَيْكَ شَيْءٌ فِي نَادِ الْقَوْمِ فَلَا تَفْعَلْهُ إِذَا خَلَوْتَ. When you dislike that something should be seen on you in public, then don't do that thing when you are in private. If you don't want you to be seen doing something in public, then that is a sign that what you are doing is evil and wrong. So now to go and do it in khalwat and in seclusion, that is شَرُّ مَا أُوْتِيَ الرَّجُلُ. That is the worst thing, that when you don't want to do some evil in public, but you're doing it in private, this can destroy a person's deeds. At times it can lead to a bad death. And at times, if I remember correctly, if I heard correctly, then you can even, certain actions that a person is doing in private can even deprive him of iman at the time of maut. Allah Ta'ala save us, Allah protect us, Allah give us tawfiq to make amal.